好，北昆特区服务员您听，今天是2019年12月18日，周三，我们继续荣幸的邀请到 Kar Chandra Swami 为我们讲解圣典《博迦瓦坛》，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Okay, now all we need to know now is the verse.
It's 11.7.8. The last time is verse 7.
That sounds right. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Jaya Yashoda Nandana Jaya Jana Radha Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Amukatira Manachamai Yamunatira Manachamai Chayaradha Madhava Jamiha Chayaradha Madhava Jabiha Gopi Jana Balava Girivarada Gopi Jana Balava Girivarada Yashoda Nandana Vrajadana Yashoda Nandana Vrajadana Randa Yamuna Tira Bhana Chah. Okay, so Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, text, Chapter 7, Text Number 8. Krishna instructs Uddhava.
今天我们继续来讲解《圣殿博迦瓦坛》第十一篇第七章，主 Krishna 教导 Uddhava。
Pumso yuktasya nanarto brahma saguna dosha bhak karma karma vikarmeti guna dosha dio bida. Interesting poetry. Pumso yuktasya nanarto brahma saguna dosha bhak karma karma vikarmeti guna dosha dio bida. Okay, the words. Pumsa of a person.
一个人的。
Nana of Ayuktasya.
Ayuktasya.
Mind is diverted from the truth.
谁的心意从真理上偏离了？
Nana.
Nana, 许多.
Artha, values or meanings.
价值或者是意义.
Brahma, confusion.
Brahma, 困惑.
Sa, that.
Sa, that, na.
Guna, something good.
好的事物.
Dosha, something bad.
坏的事物.
Bak, embodying.
代表.
Karma. Karma, compulsory duties.
强制性的职责.
Akarma, non-performance of prescribed duties.
不履行附定职责.
Vikarma, forbidden activities.
被禁止的活动.
Iti, thus.
如此.
Guna, good things.
好的事物.
Dosa, bad things.
坏的事物.
Diya, one who perceives.
觉察到的人.
Vida, this difference.
这种区别.
Okay, so Krishna is describing the conditioned souls. One whose consciousness is bewildered by illusion perceives many differences in values and meaning among material objects. Thus one engages constantly on the platform of material good and evil.
因此恒常在物质善恶层面上活动.
And is bound up by these conceptions.
被这些概念.
I'll read the rest of it. Absorbed in material duality, such a person contemplates the performance of compulsory duties, non-performance of such duties, and performance of forbidden activities.
被这些概念所困惑，捆绑。 由于沉溺在物质二元性中，此等人一心想着是履行职责义务，还是不履行这样的义务，或是从事被禁止的活动。
So we're getting a little understanding of karma.
这样我们就理解了一些 karma.
Wow, another really long purport. So go over it. The illusory mental platform of existence is described in this verse.
本世界描述了迷幻的心智推敲存在的层面.
So it's like Krishna says that Vyavasayatmakabuddhi, aka Hakuranandana, the devotee's mind is fixed on one pointed attention on Krishna, on serving Krishna, hearing about Krishna.
Krishna 在《国家梵歌》的这个师节就谈到了，奉献者他的一心一意就专注于 Krishna， 想着怎么去服务 Krishna。
Others is many branched, unlimited. They can't fix their mind on anything. They're just jumping everywhere.
而其他的人呢，他们的智慧如芝满丛生，他们心意啊，从这个树枝跳到那个树枝。
So they're just worried about what they have to do and what they don't want to do, and maybe they want to do things that they're not supposed to do. So that it's the three kinds of karma.
So 智慧不专不专一的人呢，他们就一直在琢磨着他们是不是应该从事这样的活动，还是他们现在正从事着被禁止的活动啊，还是他们怎么样的。
Actually, basically, two kinds. There's good karma and bad karma. Big karma and karma.
实际上有两种活动，一种叫 karma, 一种叫 big karma.
But then there's nishkarma or akarma. Those are devotional activities. They don't create karma.
还有一种就是奉爱性的活动。就叫 nishkarma, akarma, 他们是不会带来任何因果。
Example, Prabhupada gives that if a woman loves a man, then she, every day she dresses up very nicely and everything.
Yes, Maharaj.
So, yeah, you know, if you want to attract somebody, you try to do the things that you think they like, you know, dress. Like people are looking in the fashion magazine, they're trying to think how to fix their hair, how to dress to catch a certain man or girl, right?
那就像那个时尚杂志，有的人呢，他们就按照这个时尚杂志的标准来自己的发型啊，或者穿着，所以一个人他会这样穿着打扮以便吸引异性。
And all the advertisements for perfume and everything show you how this will attract the other people.
在杂志上呢，就铺天盖地的都是这样子，教人们怎么去吸引别人的眼球。
So the devotee, they want to do what.Will attract Krishna.
奉献者呢，他们是想吸引 Krishna.
Because Krishna is in every object.
In Krishna 在每一个对象当中。
So the very advanced devotee will see Krishna everywhere.
进步的奉献者呢，他是无处不在的，都能看到 Krishna.
So those who don't have love for Krishna, they're just trying to enjoy the unlimited things that the material world has to offer and being frustrated at every turn.
那些不热爱 Krishna 的人呢，他们就试图享受这个物质世界可以提供的各种各样的感官享受，然后最后呢，都会以挫折、失败、沮丧告终。
Well, there's all kinds of different people, you know, there's just like there's dogs, there's all kinds of different kinds of dogs or horses, you know.
就像有不同种类的马和不同种类的狗，所以呢，人类它也有不同的种类。
Some people are very beautiful, or very rich, or very talented, educated.
有的人呢特别相貌英俊，甲富一方，受高等教育。
There's deserts and there's jungles, you know, there's all kinds of variety in the material world.
有沙漠、丛林，在物质世界呢有各种林林总总。
But we can't have a permanent relationship with any of these things. They're always changing.
我们不可能也跟其他事物有永恒的关系，因为他们在恒常的变化。
We can only have a permanent relationship with Krishna.
跟 Krishna 的关系才可以建立永恒的关系。
So different people are, you know, totally addicted to tamagun and sinful activities. Other people are.Trying to do pious activities, and you know, now there's so many people trying to save the environment and you know, becoming vegetarian and many different things. People are waking up a little bit.
所以有不有有的人呢是处在他妈故呢，就是愚昧形态，从事个人罪恶的活动；有的人呢，他们觉醒了一些，而有的人是试图成为素食者，有的人是想努力的拯救环境。
A verse from the Bhagavatam: The material world is like a constantly flowing river.
不加瓦坛的这个有言，物质世界就像一条流不川流不息的河流。
This water is always changing in the river, so everything's always changing.
就像这河流河水在不停的流动着变化着，所以物质世界的一切都在变化。
So we never find the exact same situation twice. Our body's always changing.
所以一切都在不停的变化着。
So, of course, there are good and bad activities in the material world. Some things will lead you to heaven, some things will lead you to hell. But according, you know, on the highest spiritual vision, everything is bad. Only serving Krishna is good.
在物质世界呢，有好的活动，坏的活动。好的活动使人晋升到天堂，坏的活动使人下到地狱。但是从灵性更高的灵性角度来说，一切都是坏不好的。
So we need to take advantage. The mode of goodness, from the mode of goodness, we can take to devotional service. So we want to seek that out, not do the vikarma things that get us in so much trouble in the material world. But if we don't take advantage of that position and start serving Krishna, then it's not very valuable.
那么善良属性呢？它我们可以充分利用善良属性，这样呢，使人不至于从事非 karma， 就是被禁止的活动。那如果不善加利用善良属性，那也导致 Krishna 世界也没有什么太大的价值。
So if we can take, like now by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we can take up devotional life very quickly and easily. Just chant the holy name.
我们可以利用主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈唱诵圣名。
There's no need to, you know, do all kinds of religious activities within the modes of nature.
没有必要在各种就没有必要在各种物质属性的影响之下从事各种活动，他们只会带来各种各样的问题。
Very nice verse from the Bhagavad Gita: Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nistrigunya Bhavarjuna. That the Vedas deal mainly with the modes of nature.
普贤梵歌的这个诗节是非常好的。Sorry, Mara.
The Vedas deal mainly with the three modes of nature.
Oh, okay. 韦达经主要涉及的是物质、自然三形态。
Bhagavad Gita 2:45. Nistrigunya Bhavarjuna, but you should rise above the modes.
博迦梵歌2:45中说 ，Krishna 对Arjuna说，你应该努力的。超越物质自然属性的影响。
Nirdvando nitya sattva sto. Be free from dualities and anxiety.
摆脱二元性，摆脱焦虑。
Niryoga chema atmavan. You know, be established in the self.
努力地稳处自我当中。
So in the material world, you know, people think to go to heaven and enjoy there, that's a good, desirable goal.
在物质世界呢，人们都渴望着去天堂那里去享受。
But, you know, Krishna says, from the highest planet to the lowest, they're all the same because your birth and death is always there.
但 Krishna 说从物质世界最高的星宿到最低的星宿都是一样的，因为都有生死。
So again, you know, we know our practice, our movement, Lord Chaitanya has been so kind to give us a direct, you know, in devotional life, just chant the holy name and achieve the highest goal. Know what the highest goal is.
那么在Krishna 之节运动当中呢，主持人妈妈巴布就给了我们圣名，让我们通过唱到圣名直接能真达最高的目的地。
Srimad Bhagavatam is very direct, just bhakti. Just Krishna. Serve Krishna, nothing else.
圣典不加瓦唐更是一语中的、那就是 Krishna, 只要去服务 Krishna 就好了。
Other scriptures, you know, like Mahabharata or even Buddhist scriptures, they do mention the highest thing, but they also so much stress on, you know, going to heavenly planets or being successful in this life or becoming beautiful in your next life or something. So it's very distracting. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is Dharma Projita Kaitavota. From the very beginning, it kicks out any religious activities which are materially motivated.
那么就比如像佛教的那些典籍啊，甚至他们就提到了甚至马哈巴拉塔，他们就是说到了也提到了 Krishna， 但是也提到了比如说像晋升天堂就这样的各种各样的目标。但是不圣典不教瓦坛就不一样了，圣典不教瓦坛就直接是他是完全是纯粹的，他剔除了所有物质的动机。
That, you know, there's nothing further to be gained once you have Krishna Bhakti.
一旦一个人获得了 Krishna Bhakti, 对 Krishna 的奉爱，那么就没有什么再需要获得的了。
So that for the devotee, the heaven or hell is the same. You can go there and preach.But it's not a place to enjoy. You can't stay forever.
那对奉献者来说，天堂地狱都一样，因为那无论天堂地狱，你都不能永远在那里待着，也不能去那里去得到所谓的享乐。
So we didn't get any questions the last few days. So, let's see if we can take care of some questions.
那他们上两次呢？
Today.
Sati Manager, 我们今天有没有问题呢？10:15，看看。看一下有什么问题
啊？我们稍等一下啊，暂时现场没有问题。
行。
Might be some leftover questions.
Mara, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yeah, just you mentioned that Mahabharata also mentioned Krishna, but there are many mentioned also other goals, destination like go to heaven. So should devotee read Bhagavad Mahabharata?
Yeah, we can read it, but.After we've, you know, read the Bhagavatam and understood. Because the Mahabharata, it's good if we understand it, you know, the reason for it, that Krishna, you know, what is Krishna. But someone it can be easily distracted because it glorifies Lord Shiva so much and glorifies heavenly planets and all these different things. So that's what Narada was criticizing Vyasadeva, that you're misleading the people. This is what they want, you know. They want these things, and you're giving them that instead of Krishna.
Okay.
But I read it, so I can't say you shouldn't read it. But the main purpose of the Mahabharata is to present the Bhagavad Gita, to get people to read the Bhagavad Gita.
OK, 那我来翻译一下，就是我刚才问的问题，就是我们可不可以刚才因为马尔提到了那马哈巴尔特 摩诃婆罗多这部书他也提到了 Krishna， 但是也提到了比如说晋升到天堂啊，或者什么其他的目标，所以那奉献者应不应该阅读马哈巴尔的这部书呢？马哈巴尔的回答就是说，那可以读，但是应该在首先前提条件是在已经读完了圣典薄伽瓦坛之后才可以，就是在去读这部书，因为读了这部书很容易被分心，比如说因为它融绕了很多主 Shiva 还有其他就是更高天的天堂星宿啊，就这样子的，所以容易被分心。但是马哈说他自己也读了摩诃婆罗多这部书，所以不能说奉献者不能去读，但这部书最主要的目的还是呈现薄伽梵歌。Thank you, Mara.
Okay. Because, it helps us to understand the Bhagavad Gita, to know the history more.
Okay. 那这本书呢，是有助于我们理解薄伽梵歌的历史。
But more important is to read the Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以更重要的是阅读圣典薄伽瓦坛。朗读圣典薄伽瓦坛是更加重要的。Okay. Thank you so much, Mara.
Okay, another question.
海宝，我想接着这个问题，就是问一下，因为现在也有的奉献者在看，就是网上的不有那印度的 Radha Krishna 的这个电视剧，然后也就是演绎了一些 Radha Krishna 之间的这个逍遥时光嘛。还有一些离别的这个情感，然后我不知道是不是我们奉献者应该看这样的这个电视剧来让我们增加对这个 Radha Krishna 的这个放爱之情的这个理解呢？
你放爱之
情怎么的？您说吧，我不行。
Mara, some devotees they like to see videos on the internet that shows the leelas between Radha and Krishna. So should devotees watch the videos made or movies made by these Indian movies that shows the feelings of between Radha Krishna and the separation or some stories between Radha Krishna to enhance their understanding about this rasa between Radha Krishna?
Generally no, because you know they're not, the actors are not devotees. Bollywood stuff.
Okay. 一般来说就是不应该看，因为这个演员不是奉献者，他们只是宝莱坞的演员而已。
Okay.
可不可以？
好的好的。然后我们有一个问题，您看到了吗？
我看一下，应该在哪？我没看到，在哪个？看看，
Radha Ananda。
看到了，看到了 ，Radha Ananda， Hare Krishna， 深深顶拜敬爱的圣 Guru Deva， 请问如何理解奉爱瑜伽休息中的沉默？Hare Krishna。Dear Srila Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that how to understand the silence in the practice of Bhakti Yoga?
Silence.
Yes.
Okay, ultimate silence is Shabda Brahma, chanting the holy name.
终极的沉默是 Shabda Brahman 唱诵圣名。
that's what's considered real silence. But we have to be silent, the mind, you know, like if we're hearing Krishna Katha or hearing a kirtan, we should keep our mind silent so we can hear and keep it open. So that kind of silence is important.
那么在聆听 Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan 的时候，我们当然应该让心意保持沉默，好让我们聆听这 Krishna Katha 和 Krishna Kirtan。
All right.
可以吗？这个我想回答。
But talking about Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, that's material silence. The Mayavadis will say that, you know, like if you have a clay pot.
Sorry, Mara, what's the first sentence you...
Mayavadis say, you know, say you have a clay pot.
Yeah, okay. 所以假象宗呢，他们就打了这个比方，说比如说你有一个陶罐儿。
And so when it's empty, if you tap on it, it makes noise. Right? If you tap on an empty pot.
如果你敲击这个水陶罐的话，那它就会发出响声。
But when it's full, if it's full of water, then it doesn't make noise.
但如果这个陶罐它装满水了之后呢，你再怎么敲啊，它也不会发出这种噪音。
They're saying that when a person is spiritually full, then they don't talk, they don't chant, they just quiet, they never say anything.
他们说，如果一个人呢，他在灵性上已经满自足了之后呢，他就沉默了，他们就保持。安静沉默了，他们也不会说话。也。
But we say when someone is full, then they chant, they give out the mercy. They're full of Krishna, and then they give it.
但是我们说。
And listening to your world, and listening to your mind, or listening to the kirtan, that's also important.
如果但是我们说当一个人他满了之后他自满足了之后呢他这时候他开始给予仁慈他开始派发圣名他开始聆听 Kirtan.
OK.
这样的回答可以吗？还有一个问题。顶拜圣 Gurudeva 陈娟出席奉献者怎样在没有圣 Gurudeva 的指导下阅读圣莲博加瓦坛 Obeisance 是的 Gurudev As far as Neophytes are concerned How can they read Srimad Bhagavatam without guidance of GuruDev?
Guidance is there from within, and also the purports are Prabhupada's guidance.
指导就在内心，而且圣帕帕德的要旨也是指导。
And you know, we have other senior devotees around that can help us also.
在我们周围身边呢，还有年长奉献者可以帮助我们。
Okay.
这样的回答可以吗？
Because I'm sure that the guru is telling you to read Srimad Bhagavatam. So when you read it, you know, from the heart, he's going to help you.
所以确信如果 guru 命令你朗读圣莲博加瓦坛的话，那么在心中他会帮助你的。
Okay.
好的好的两位马达基都非常感谢 Guru 的回答。
They The two mother ji, thank you for your answer.
Okay. So if you don't mind, I need to stop now. I have some guests coming.
Okay. 那、yeah. 那那现在有客人来了，那马拉要停下来了吗？
好的，好的。
Okay. So thank you very much. 谢谢。And I hope we can function on Friday morning. Right?
Right.
Seem like last week we managed. All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna very much. Goranga. And thank you. We have a big audience too of devotees from many different countries.
Oh, 现在有很多奉献者来祈见。
From Israel, from England,
Israel, England.
Ravi, Ravi, both taking time off from your very dynamic life. worth it. Nothing like Tribhuvana. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
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 Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay. 结束吧。
好，那百坤的知音服务源于聆听。今天晚上我们的圣莲不笑话谈讲课就到这里结束。非常感谢帕川萨索阿米为我们带来的精彩讲课，也感谢这些好的问题，非常感谢奉献者的聆听。我们下一周同一时间再见。 Hare Krishna。